Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
And that was a great song, Michael. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. I want to suggest another title in that that you can put for this year. And it's Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, but also Chainbreaker. How about that? Say Chainbreaker. And I'll talk a little about it. But this is the Watch of the Lord. We bless you, welcome you, welcome all those watching us on the World Wide Web. Across the earth, that's the wonder of the digital world, that right now we are touching people in German language. People in Germany are watching us, people in Russia, people in Jamaica, people in Brazil. So it is, it was wonderful to get Anders and Gabby's email where he had translated our watch focus, which is that we want to bind the spirit of anti-Semitism in the nations. By the way, we have some pastors from Korea. Wave your hand, the ones who are from Korea. Yeah, welcome. So last week, we were praying for Korea, and we were rejoicing and giving glory to God for what He is doing right now. And that last Friday, that the president of South Korea and the leader of North Korea walked across that demarcation line and shook hands and praying for peace in the Korea Peninsula. So we are in context. Say in context. So that we are in the world, we are making a difference, but we are the ambassadors of the glory of God. We are, God has made us kings and priests. So this is part of your official duties as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are what they call the assembly of God. There's a denomination called Assembly of God, but in the Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, there are seven pictures of God's church. And there is one of the names of the church, as we have names of Jesus, that, of course, we are His progeny. We are the product of the finished work of Jesus. And so we are the bride. We are the warrior bride of Jesus. We are the family of God, but we are also the assembly of God. Say assembly, which I used to, when I was born in Kenya, Africa. It was a British colony at the time, but to oversee the affairs of Kenya, we had local officials elected across Kenya, and it was called the Legislative Assembly. And that's, in a sense, that we call the Congress, the House, is a legislative assembly. What it passes as laws are the laws of the United States of America, besides the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These are the laws. So, but in the heavenlies and in the realm of the Spirit, you and I are considered God's legislative assembly. So what we ordain, what we command, what we bind, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loose. So that is, so often we fail in so many areas because we have not been taught right, that we also get separated in our little individual pockets, and there is a measure of effectiveness you will have, but not in anywhere near where two or more are agreed together. And that's the minimal, but the more we can gather together. So often part of me is just somewhat disappointed or irritated somewhat because we don't realize our legacy, our place in the community of God, that you have authority, and God is waiting for you, for us, to accomplish certain major tasks. So I commend you for being here, to being able to, your corporate worship, even tonight, something is being released. Something in the heavenlies is happening, and you are releasing miracles. You are releasing God to be the waymaker. You are releasing God and His mighty powers to do His miracle-working power in our families, in our children's lives. How many of you need a breakthrough for your family, for your children tonight? Say, I am receiving a miracle for my children, for this specific child. And you can agree together which child we are talking about, that there is a breakthrough and there is a miracle. As we are agreeing, we are in the heavenlies. Whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound. Whatsoever we loose on earth is being loosed right now. So it's essential. It's an ongoing thing. It's not a one-time thing. It's like, okay, I'm breathing today, and 6 months from now, I'm going to breathe again. No, it's part of breathing. In the sense, that's how our basic functioning. I'm going to drink water today, and then next year, I'm going to drink water again. No, your body needs water. In the same way, the body of Christ needs to be doing certain things, and it's part of its regular functioning. Otherwise, that's why the devil will try to keep us from praying, because he's terrified that if we come together, the more united we are, the more we can accomplish, the more he has to break, that the chains are broken over cities, over nations, and the more people will be released to see the glory of Jesus Christ and come to salvation. So here is something. So we are putting ourselves in context of what's happening, and therefore it's imperative for us to do certain things. For example, things happened yesterday and the day before that we need to recognize and say, thank you, Lord. Yesterday and the day before. Yesterday, what happened? Yesterday, President Donald Trump, on the National Day of Prayer, that was on Thursday, an executive order creating a new White House office to represent the rights of religious Americans and involve their perspective in all policymaking. So the voice of the Christian is there in the White House. Now, praise God. There have been other administrations that have totally, not only ignored, but worked negatively against it. So we had nuns who were required to pay money for abortions and all kinds of things, birth control. And the nuns say, look, we are retired nuns in our 70s and 80s. What are you forcing us to pay for abortions? But that was the silliness of the previous administration. And so the more they found out, they realized how aggressively unbelievers and even people committed to the Islamic thinking had made their way in the innermost places and veins and tributaries of the government of the United States. So they're being surprised how effective the Antichrist spirit had been several years ago. So now there's been a turnaround. It is not time for a church to be asleep. We need to say, wow, Lord, you did this awesome. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving. You gave us the victory. Hallelujah. And then, today, that was yesterday, sorry. The Iowa State's legislature has passed the country's most severe abortion restriction. How about that? That's the newspaper titled it. It's not a negative. It's a wonderful thing. That, and the president, I mean, the governor of Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds, a Republican, has said abortions is equivalent to murder, and she immediately signed this bill, which says the moment you cannot, we prefer the baby not to be touched, but at least the moment you detect a heartbeat, you cannot touch that baby. That's the law. That is pleased. You think it pleases the heart of God? That his babies will not be murdered and killed? Those little babies belong to Jesus. And so we thank the Lord. This is a victory in the heavenlies. Either we are backing down constantly, or we are taking territory in the spirit. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we release will be released. So this is, we are releasing life, and we are releasing the cessation of abortion, so God's heart will be pleased. So that is, these are victories happening. And in fact, in that context then, there is another, today, South Carolina votes the legislature, South Carolina, that's where you are. Say South Carolina votes to ban most abortions. Hallelujah. Again, there's a wing of one party in this United States that aggressively, you cannot belong to this party unless you are pretty much aggressively for abortion. So that's why Pastor, do you, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher of the word. So is Pastor Bonnie. We love the word of God. And so but we are in this world, and we are participating in the events of this world. One of the major sins of the church 60, 70 years ago is that the devil put a kind of theology that made there were laws also that, no, you are, there's separation of church and state, so you cannot talk about it. It's all nonsense. We are more involved in moral issues than anybody else. We are the committed, believing church of Jesus Christ. And if persecution comes on the church, we are there. Or if there are anti-God, where most perverted values that you can imagine are being taught to the littlest of children, with the most perverted depictions that I hate to talk about it. Please, I don't want to even think about it, but they are doing it. And so we have to put a shield of prayer and protection and not be unconscious. Oh, give me some anesthesia. In fact, the more opium I have, the more I can I don't want to do anything with the Lord. You are an idiot. And I want to pray the demon of idiocy come out. We let our children get kidnapped by dark evil spirit. I hope you don't mind. I'm not trying to be unkind, but so we got to be aggressive. I am celebrating tonight, and I'm glory to God. Isn't that great? That more and more the abortionists are being defeated, and this thing with the president aggressive in the White House, they are praying. Of course, the media was really angry that usually almost every day there are about 100 evangelicals somewhere in the White House praying. The West Wing, is it right that evangelicals are praying every day in the White House? I'm saying, yes, they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there are demonized people. I don't know how many of you saw this. Again, you can take some time aside. We want to be informed. I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want our culture to be taken while we were asleep. We want to be awake. God bless America. And may God give it success. So we are in a place of overflow. Say overflow. So we want to catch that overflow and put it in the right reason. We want to claim this overflow. That is, now it's like you look at the figures of unemployment, and they are some of them are the lowest in present history. God is giving us an overflow. The factories that had died are beginning to pump out products. Factories that were dead are beginning to hire people up. I want to say, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you all the thanks for all that's happening. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. And to get an example of the other values, there was just for our own education, look at what the White House Correspondents' Dinner there was last week. And they'll choose. I mean, the values are obvious. So they chose a comedian, and you can, and she was among the most yuck. Then you look, listen to her, some other comedy quote, and it is some of the most dirtiest, perverted stuff you can ever think of. And this is what they chose. The ones who report us the news and who tell us, this is our value systems. And she was promoting abortion. She was doing all kinds of yuck language. And I realized, I am not going to go to sleep. We are going to be conscious and battle, pull down these demonic strongholds. Our culture will be glorifying the name of Jesus, and we are going to stand firm on our Judeo-Christian foundations. And as the Korean pastor stood up, praise God for South Korea, that has been one of the greatest evangelical strongholds, that have the church has prospered in the most amazing way. We bless Korea, South Korea, and pray North Korea also will be evangelized, that God will reveal himself mightily in Pyongyang and other places all across North Korea. So praise God. So here's the scripture talking about chain breaker. Say chain breaker. All right. So I want us to see Acts chapter 12. Remember, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, but we are putting ourselves in the context of our day. We're celebrating what happened with the signature of President Trump establishing a major avenue for evangelical influence. And then I'm going to give thanks for the progress we are making for life and the defeat of dark values. It says in Acts chapter 12 then, glory to God. It says, I may ask, who wants to read for me? You want to read? Here, Todd, give him a mic. Now, I may stop you from time to time, Todd.
Yes, sir.
So, to make a comment. All right. Go ahead.
Acts 12:1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church.
So that's, he is the king. There is also, in the time of King Herod, that took all of the, I mean, there was a, these are three generations of Herods. So the original Herod we talk about is the grandpappy. And this is another Herod. And see what he's the authority. And see what he is doing. That one of his main things he feels, because he is a representative of the demonic realm, I would say. He's a kingdom of darkness. He's given himself to darkness. But he says, he has stretched, his believes his major assignment is to harass and hurt the church of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, verse 2.
And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword.
Go ahead.
And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
So this is during the Passover season, the few days before. So therefore, Herod, because of the customs around, he cannot execute him or do things to him right now. So he has to keep him in prison. All right, and he has four squads of soldiers. So it's about like 16 soldiers specifically guarding him. So, and you'll find, all right, go ahead.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing to the church unto God, ceasing of the church unto God for him.
So it's constant prayer, okay? On one hand, it's Peter. This is King Herod. The political realm is now trying as much as they could to destroy and hurt the church of Jesus Christ. And so the main leaders, he has now executed James, the brother of John, and he has now put Peter, the other major leader, in prison. And there are, usually you have one guard appointed, if it's important. This is 16 guards around him. And so, go ahead, verse 5.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
All right, now see here. Rarely, I mean, they don't, if the prisoner is important, there he is chained by the leg to a leg chain with the guard, or by the hand. Chain specific. Here, Peter is chained, one leg is chained on this side to one soldier, and another chain to another soldier. So two soldiers specifically are, and then the rest, 14 soldiers, are surrounding him. Alrighty. And what is, take note what Peter is doing. He is doing what? Sleeping. All right, go ahead.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Rise up quickly."
So see what? Here, chained to chained to two soldiers, Peter is sleeping. So I don't know about you guys, but I think I need to get my beauty rest. So he's sleeping. And an angel, a light shone. See, that's the glory. And struck Peter on the side. How would he be like to, hey, wakey. Go ahead.
And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird up thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me."
Amen. So, now Peter does not know yet. I mean, it's the light shown. There's the glory. Say glory.
Glory.
And see what happens. The chains supernaturally, say supernaturally.
Supernaturally.
Fell off his hands. And then the angel said, "Hey, your jockey shorts are showing. Hey, gird yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. "Put on your garment and follow me." Alrighty.
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Amen. So for quite a while, sometimes you'll find, for me, way back, some of you may remember, when Pastor Bonnie, with Bill and Jenna, they went one weekend to Atlanta, and an angel came down, and that's where we got Enthroned CD, because the glory, the light shone around him, and he came. And you get in such a daze that Peter did not know, is this a vision or is this real? And that, for me, it was so intense an experience. But for a while, you don't know whether you are in the middle of a vision or it's for real that the angel is there. So, go ahead.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews."
So this is, say, visitation. Say, angel. Angelic visitation. So this is the era, I feel like, that it is important for us to be open to the ministry of angels, but take note what it is attached to. There is a major, major key here. Peter enjoys the deliverance and the miracle, but what is the key component? The key component is the church is intensely praying, in constant prayer. And the word prayer here is the word that is used when Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was so intense. Remember the intensity with Jesus. It even produced drops of blood on him. This is meaningful, intense. We mean it. It's not, by the way, we're going to do this. No, no, no. They are praying because at any moment, Herod may say, "Now it's time we cut his head off." And so they know this is life and death. And that's kind of the assignment. We need to take our designation as the family of God, the legislative, the assembly, the church assembly, whatever we are executing. In a sense, they are declaring, "Lord, we are praying that you are delivering your servant, Peter, out of the hand of the authorities." You are setting him free. Pray. It is imperative we realize that the angel is not released until the church is praying. As a result of its intense prayer, intercession, worship, praise, the angel is loosed from the throne of the glory, from the heavenly glory, to bring deliverance. All right, go ahead.
"And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And when they said unto her, 'Thou art mad,' but she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, 'It is his angel.' But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, 'Go show these things unto James and to the brethren.' And he departed and went into another place."
Amen. Thank you, Todd. Give him a clap. Thank you, Todd. Hallelujah. By the way, this has happened. Bonnie has witnessed this. That there are times where people say, "You came to our house and this happened." And I said, "I've never bought in your house." "Yes, you did." And There is, and then you realize it could very well, I said, it could be an angel who came from this ministry and did that. So that it's kind of like, it's hard to explain these areas of, but they happen. This is happening today, and we are declaring that God is breaking chains. Okay? See the amazing thing that happened. But tonight I want to emphasize that we will, your prayers are imperative. Together. Say together. So as often as we can, the more you get, this is an obvious historical opportunity. This is the historic watch of the Lord. We have prayed and watched consistently in this region for unbroken every Friday night for the last 25 years now. And we want to commend everyone who has participated. You have strengthened the hand of the Lord, and we have prayed for America. We are grateful that we have seen a turnaround, but we have to watch over this. There are demonic forces that are angry that we are blessed, we are flourishing, people have jobs, so we will be able to give. The Americans have always been, when they're in a good place, they have been some of the most generous people to bless the work of the Lord and extend the kingdom of God to the world. So the more we are blessed, it's not just, I mean, how many cars can you drive? You know, you can do 4, 5, 6, but I mean, it's the abundance is so we can give it away. I cannot say enough. Don't be ashamed for the Lord to pour his wealth over us, over your children, and may they be used to extend the kingdom. So here, so we are, some of these scenarios, you would take a pulse of the nation. We have had, in the 1700s, we had the first great awakening. And it transformed the culture and the people. Then there was the second great awakening from 1790 to 1840. So we had, of course, the first great awakening was Jonathan Edwards Whitfield, George Whitfield, the 1790 to 1840, Finney, and his great camp meetings. And that's where began the anti-slavery movement. Began. His disciples became the great emissaries to break the yoke of slavery aggressively. And then the third great awakening was 1857 to 1859. It was like a brief period, but profoundly effective in the sense of very miraculous that overnight, little prayer meetings burst into in New York. A little prayer meeting went from, I mean, almost overnight to 10,000 people coming together to pray and seeking the face of God. So we are saying, and of course there was the Azusa revival outpouring, and then the Jesus movement that was accompanied with the charismatic outpouring. We have seen it, and now we are ready, we are declaring, and we are praying, Lord, break the chains over this nation. And it doesn't matter how many chains we have focused too much on how difficult it's going to be. We got a soldier on one side and a soldier on the other side, and whole squad. So soldier here, soldier there, chains, 14 others out there. And how, Lord, you're going to free Peter? None of your business. Just one angel. It's going to take one angel. How are you going to do it? Remember that night, what was it? They woke up and the angel had killed about 184,000? What was it? 100 and what? 183 enemy soldiers were dead. It's funny how the King James Version puts it. When they woke up, they found they were dead. You dead? Yes, I'm dead. Yeah. So one angel. Say one angel. So he does these things. I love this. Bound with two chains, with two soldiers, verse 6. And the guards before the door were keeping the prison. And the angel stood on the other side. The chains fell off. The supernatural deliverance is happening as we pray. So angels, it's fun and great to read about them. I believe as we pray, even tonight, we want to loose angels tonight to set free people who are bound up in chains of addiction. That the angel will come and hit him on the side saying, get up out of this cocaine, out of this opioid addiction, and be free in Jesus' name. But we also see, by the way, this is the end of the story. It's also that there is a portion of an unredeemed side in me that kind of enjoys this picture, but I shouldn't. I just want to confess, I shouldn't enjoy this portion of it. Now Herod, who is a bad guy, say bad guy, very angry with the people of Tyre, but they came to him with one accord, and having made blessed as the king's personal aid, their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne, gave an oration to them, and the people kept shouting, oh, he's the voice of God, not of men. Then immediately, an angel of the Lord, I'm wondering if it's the same angel, struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. Now, that's a bad guy. Huh? Yeah. Speak it on the microphone. Let's borrow our microphone and speak it on the mic so everyone
can. Already. This is the watch of the Lord. I claim, Lord, come again. Show your glory. Do your work, your unusual, marvelous work on all of your enemies who sit in seats of authority in this nation, decreeing death and murder to the next generation and spewing out vile things on our children and on your church. Come again, Lord. Do it again. Right there. That phrase of what happened to him where suddenly, boom. Come again, Lord. Come again.
And there is, and right on. Who am I to disagree with my wife?
You know, there's the sound of the glory. And I just want to ask you, how many of you heard a resonance in that phrase? It was like there was something in the glory where the Holy Spirit is saying, look, when I have had enough, I have had enough. And enough is enough of this, overflow.
This kind of, now remember, this is the New Testament. Okay?
Right.
Say New Testament. This is not Old Testament.
It's resurrected Jesus.
That was Old Testament. Now God has had some kind of a change. I'm not going to.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Wow.
Now he has become namby-pamby.
Wow.
And, before he was. Anyway, no, I'm kind of being humorous because this kind of tickled me in a sense, because the enemies of God are so blatant.
Yeah.
And especially 3 or 4 years ago when we felt so helpless.
Yeah.
And in many ways America had been somewhat just been transformed into something of some kind of experience that it had lost its vitality. I'll just put it this way, that it was not effective that much. So here, for me, my personal thing was when I saw, for all these years, we have been praying, Lord, we bless believers all across the world for those being persecuted, Lord, defend them and all. And then we saw ISIS rise up, and literally they would be slitting the throats of all Christians. They would be crucifying them and all of that. Well, for me, I almost feel guilty saying, Lord, get them. Let those dark, evil people who have slit the throats of innocent children and crucified Christians and all of them. Well, I want to say I am free from that religious legalistic spirit that makes me speak in a namby-pamby way and say, oh, Lord, take care of them. No. If it's possible, let every ISIS member be eaten by worms. You know, I mean, if you have done dark deeds, this is it is in the Bible. It's right there. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. The Lord sent an angel, and he was eaten with worms. This is the watch of the Lord.
So the watch prayer tonight is, Lord, send an angel.
Yeah, and he knows
Lord,
what
send
to
an
do.
Angel.
We
Seriously,
don't have to say anything.
Lord, send an angel. Lord, send an angel. I really feel the glory, and I was already on the whole thing of angelic activity and angels being released tonight. And I do believe that there has been, we're in a fresh season of authority and clarity in the watch, of vitality and reality. The legislation of the watch, its time is now. And so, this meeting, this gathering together with the angel of the Lord, there is something that it has begun in the last couple of weeks that is unusual and specific. And Mahesh, on the a couple of years ago, you did a message about a pig in the spring. Do you remember that message? And it was a story from the news, as you typically find these unusual things that are like prophetic pictures. And it was, do you remember that, Heather? It was in 2005. And you did this message for quite a while about a pig in your spring. And it was about this story that this water source had been polluted, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And they went down to the bottom of the lake where the well of it was coming out, and there was a dead pig that was stuck in the mouth of the spring.
And death was spreading all across that little countryside.
And that picture came back to me tonight at the beginning of the watch, and the Lord said, this whole thing about the media that has finally blatantly manifest itself in this most recent event that they had is, there is a pig in the spring, America, and it is time to say, Lord, send your angel. Lord, send your angel.
Amen.
Lord, send your angel and deliver us from this vile humanist antichrist atmosphere, and everyone who perpetrates it, everyone who perpetuates it. Lord, and send your angel.
A lot of us, because we already, I mean, it's the government or the state or the county takes care of our water system. We don't think even much about where is the water coming from. We just have pure water, and we just take it for granted all across America. But it's so important, because where I grew up in Africa, in Mombasa, Kenya, in the coastline, the whole coastline was fed by this one spring. We got the purest water you could ever drink, and it came naturally from a spring right there where I talk about Tsavo, where the lions were. But the spring was somewhere near in there, a vicinity, called Mzima Springs, M-Z-I-M-A. And it's such, and then out of it blessed hundreds of thousands and millions of people from that one spring. And springs are important, the spring of life. And Jesus is our spring, the pure water. Purest water comes. But if in our system, Jesus gives us living water. Water is important. But if the thing has been poisoned, we are getting poisoned water. And it'll make us sick, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And may that's a good point, Month. We can pray that the pig will be, the angel of the Lord will take the pig out of the system to the poison. The dead pig will not poison our, the swamp. That's good. That's where it is. Creates a swamp, and it's not life, but death. So, but we are grateful that there is a scripture, by the way. I talked about our history of revivals. I'm praying for the opposite. The great awakening happens once again. And it says in Habakkuk, I'll give you this scripture. It says in the Living Bible, I have heard all about you, Lord. So we've heard about Whitfield and Papa Seymour and all of the wonderful things. I'm filled with awe by your amazing works. So here we talk. Here is an angel coming. Whack! And the chains fall off. And the soldiers get zapped. They are totally not awake. In this time of our deep need, so may this be for you. For each of you, take hold of this promise, and then I take hold of this promise for the watch and for this church, this ministry, for the Carolinas, for America, for its economy, for Israel tonight. And the watch focus was anti-Semitism. There is a story here. This happened today. Talk about. It says, from Chicago, this today. Well, sorry, it was yesterday. I read it today. It came to the news today. But on Thursday, the Deputy Consul General of Israel got an Uber ride in Chicago yesterday. During the ride, Consul General Ite was answering the phone. He said two words in Hebrew. That's when the Uber driver, his name was Yuba, started screaming at him, stopped immediately, forced him out of the car in the middle of the highway, told him, get out. And the Consul General of Israel said, I was just thrown out of an Uber for speaking in my mother tongue, that's Hebrew. I picked up my phone, said two words in Hebrew, and driver started yelling at me, get the blankety blank out of my car. The middle of the highway. Can't believe this is happening in America. How about that? And so we were coming against the spirit of anti-Semitism, because pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. We believe that. And you say, well, we pray so often. No. We got to, and it's rampant in Europe. So read the watch focus. So that's part of, Lord God, bless America. We pray as a church, revival for America, awakening for America. We thank you. Abortion is gonna be being here in this state and Iowa, other, they're stopping it. Lord, more. And Lord, give us revival. Get the demonic, perverted values. Get them out of our school systems. Yes. And we stand in prayer and believe. And then tonight, in agreement, I pray agreement for all of your children that, and your grandchildren, that whatever miracle, that their marriages will be blessed and healed. That those who need partners, God will give them godly partners. Those who need jobs, they will get jobs and favor and promotion. That your business ventures will all flourish and overflow with abundance. So, but all of this, remember this, there's nothing that exists can exist without, outside of the realm of prayer. Everything, your prayer, our prayers can hit everything in the universe. There is nothing that cannot be included in our corporate united prayer. So, and it's, tonight we say we take the limits off. So I take the limits off. And the final thought I want to say, whether Peter is knocking, hello, 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 open the door. There might be soldiers right behind me. Open the door, please. Hello, hello. And Rhoda comes up and can't believe the prayer, answer to the prayer has manifested, standing at the door, knocking. And she runs back. I mean, that's a funny thing. So, I'm telling you, tonight, I'm opening the door for my answer to my prayer to manifest. All right? Open the door. Tell your neighbor, open the door. Because your answer is knocking right there. So we open by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all the enemies of God, all the powers of darkness who would secretly plan defeat for America, for its success, those who are totally corrupt, may they be eaten by worms. Yeah? Those who would try to attack the church of Jesus Christ, let that angel be loosed to defend your church. Amen. So, Michael, do you have a song of let the enemy be eaten by worms?
Yes, we do.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Let's just praise the Lord and dance and worship for the answer. Say, answer to prayer. Tell each of your neighbors. Just turn around. So we pray, bless you. Let's pray in tongues right now. Thank you, Father. As we pray, the Lord is opening, breaking the chains around our families, around our prayers. God is breaking chains. God is breaking chains. He is the chain breaker. Hallelujah. The angel is on his way from the glory. The angel is at hand. Hallelujah. The chains are broken. Hallelujah. The doors swing wide open. The chain breaker, Jesus is his name. Stand up and start worshiping him. Pray and speak in tongues.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.